Heritage, tradition, longevity, fun, family, music, ethnic food, and dancing. All of these words and more describe Polish Day in Florian, Minnesota. Polish Day is held in late June in Florian, Minnesota, a day to highlight and accent the Polish heritage of Northwest Minnesota and Eastern North Dakota. Polish Day is promoted and supported by the Polish National Alliance based in Chicago and by members and friends of the PNA in Northwest Minnesota and Northeastern North Dakota. The event begins with a Sunday morning mass at the Assumption Catholic Church of Florian. The ceremony is described as a polka mass, and then the family fun begins in the church basement. Dozens of Polish delicacies are prepared in the church kitchen. It's a time for special food and special conversation. Music is key to the family fun, as events move outside to a large tent and a large Quonset. First to perform on this sunny summer afternoon is the Shimoleski Funtime Band from Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota.
Minnesota Live. See ya.
Today's activities and events are supported financially by the Polish National Alliance and Minnesota's Legacy Fund through the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council and from private donations and organized fundraisers. Robert Yadak is a spokesperson for the Polish National Alliance based in Chicago.
We have 17 districts throughout the United States, and District 14 covers Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North Dakota. I know Milwaukee has a Polish Fest. I know there was the one in Minnesota. There's also been numerous Polish Fests in Michigan, in Indiana, Illinois, Pennsylvania. It's an opportunity for people who aren't of Polish descent to see the different customs, the different music, the different dances.
Hang on, here we go. So far.
Sandy Schuster serves as a national board member of the PNA, is director of the Warsaw, North Dakota Polish Dancers, and lives in Minto, North Dakota. Sandy talks about her dancing group and the importance of keeping the Polish heritage alive through dance and music.
The Polish National Alliance is actually one of the largest ethnic fraternals in the country. So we are representing lodges in the area. Florian, Minnesota has a lodge, and the dancers are from the Warsaw, North Dakota Lodge. And we together form a council. and we represent Polish people of Polish heritage. We have a seasonal dance group in the Minto Warsaw area, and we perform mainly only in the summer. So just as soon as school is out, we start rehearsals with young people who wish to be in our dance group. So right now we have about 50 in three groups from the ages of 3 to 16. And we dance on request in the area in North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. So we were invited to be a part of the festivities for Polski Dzień, is what was called the event the day that we were all in Florian, which means good Polish days or like Polish festival.
How important is the wardrobe in your dancing?
Very, very important. We do a lot of fundraising throughout the year, but particularly we have an event called our annual Polish Feed in Minto, where we make Polish food for about a week, and people come from all over the area. You know, we get people from Fargo and Winnipeg and Northwest Minnesota all over because they love Polish cuisine, and we spend about a week making authentic food. I don't know of any Polish restaurant anywhere nearby, actually no closer than Minneapolis. So we get a great turnout, and the people give free will donations, and we are very proud to dance for them that evening, and then we reap the benefits of their fundraising and their monetary efforts through the costumes, which we do order directly from Poland.
They're the future dancers. Here. Congratulations. Wonderful job, everybody. All right. We were in northwestern Poland in Wielka Polska. Now we're moving to southeast Rzeszów, not far from the Ukrainian border. Dances from Rzeszów are basically from a farming region. Pretty flirtatious. You'll see some movements like cutting hay and stuff like that. So dances from Rzeszów.
Dolina Polish folk dancers of the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota perform at Polish Day in Florian each year. Founded in 1949, the Dolinas perform in the Upper Midwest, from Indiana to as far west as Nebraska. Dolina director Ed Reitar.
Originally, it was founded by the local P&A group in Minneapolis. So the original name was Polish Folk Dancers of P&A, Council 13, something or other. And in the 70s, they changed the name to Dolina Polish Folk Dancers. We're a self-sponsored group. We earn our own money. We're having a great time. We've performed all throughout the Midwest, Nebraska, Iowa, Chicago, Detroit. We've been in Toronto, Winnipeg, Regina. We've been to Poland. We've been in Hungary last year. The group was on a festival tour in Poland, and we actually did perform in Budapest last summer too. They all come from different walks of life. There are very few that are actually trained in music and dance. As the director, I spend 3.5 hours every Tuesday night teaching them. Our group actually has 15, 16 different sets of costumes, and we do dances from those regions. I have a certification from Poland because I studied for 4 summers, as does my daughter, who's the assistant director. Both studied in Poland, and we have certification for teaching Polish folk dancing. Our mission is to basically convey and keep alive the Polish culture through song and dance and entertaining the crowds. You know, last year when we were up here in Florian for the first time, we amazingly had a lot of old-time Polish people come up to us, and, you know, they spoke Polish still, and they were simply amazed because, you know, very few of our people, actually I think we have 3 or 4 that are from Poland, you know, immigrated, you know, with their families years ago during the Solidarity Movement. The rest are 3rd, 4th generation. In fact, we have a set of families here whose great-grandparents were part of starting the group originally back in the 49. So, and we actually have father-daughters dancing. I mean, my daughter is the other assistant director. I don't dance anymore. I just teach. But like I said, we like to preserve the culture through song and dance. We have all summer, all year actually, we perform. We have a full deck, almost monthly, 2 or 3 for performances around the cities. And we do things like old homes, you know, old folks' homes for those, you know, retired Polish people that are living. We do parties, birthdays, you know, anybody who has any kind of connection or just enjoys us. You know, Festival of Nations in May at the Civic Center in St. Paul. We're all over the place.
You have very authentic costumes that you wear as you perform. Who produces the costumes? Who makes the costumes?
We actually purchase the majority of them from Poland. A lot of them we make ourselves here, like the set that's out there right now. All the girls and guys beaded and embroidered the vests and everything. So we just take authentic patterns and recreate them. You know, but yeah, we're a volunteer group. Nobody gets paid. You know, everybody just chips in. We have a good time wherever we go.
Polish Day in Florian, Minnesota, a time for celebration, fun, festivities, music, and remembering. Polish Day in Florian, Minnesota, a feature supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is produced by KSRQ Radio Pioneer 90.1.